Welcome to a peek into the past of the family of Fisher and Clara Leavingsayer. We, their heirs, invite you to take in the beauty of Crescent Hills Cemetery. Perhaps you would like to sit on the bench provided by their great-grandsons, overlooking the confluence of the Big Sandy and Ohio rivers. To the west is Kentucky, and to the north, Ohio. Many things may have changed since Fisher and Clara came to Cerrito, West Virginia, but it is easy to imagine that this magnificent view is as beautiful and powerful now as it was when they first saw it. Fisher, or Fish as he was called, and Clara were from farming families in Mason County, West Virginia. Fish was the youngest of 8 children, and Clara was one of 12. So it is easy to imagine that with limited farmland, they would pack up their 4 children and seek opportunity in the booming town of Cerrito, where lumber, coal, and the railroad were giving young families like Fish and Clara's the chance to prosper and create their own legacy. The couple purchased a dry goods store and home on the corner of Main and High Streets. Fish and Clara proved to be excellent business people, and the store flourished. The couple's children loved to tell the tale about a very nearsighted woman who mistook Fish's head for her own knee as he was fitting a pair of shoes on another customer. Mortified that her knee was showing, she threw her dress over Fish's head. Edwin, Fish's son, told the story often and lovingly, stating, "She'd come pretty near smothering him to death before I could rescue him." Clara worked steadfastly beside her husband as they built and rebuilt their business because of great floods in 1913 and 1937. She was even the First Lady of Cerrito when Fish served a term as mayor in 1925. By 1920, the couple's 4 children had all married and established their homes nearby. Fish and Clara died within months of each other in 1938. 14 descendants of the couple, including their 4 children and their spouses, are buried on this family plot. To those of us who are proud to call Fish and Clara our patriarch and matriarch, it is truly hallowed ground. This peek into the past of Fisher and Clara Sayer is their unique chapter in the story of their family. Their story began when Fisher's 6-time great-grandfather Thomas arrived in 1633 in Boston, Massachusetts, from Bedfordshire, England. And additional chapters are being written to this day by their loving descendants. Please explore the Peek into the Past site to see Sayre family photos, including pictures of their dry goods store. View an expanded genealogical record and information on the transatlantic crossing of Thomas Sayre. You can also get information on how to develop your own Peek into the Past site for your family.